Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I would like to thank Father Matthew for the opportunity to speak to you today and for his guidance and assistance in the preparation of this sermon. I have to say that I'm not trained in the priesthood. However, I am a cradle Episcopalian. I even have my Sunday school pins showing 6 years of perfect attendance. And I can show them to you after the service. And, you know, to borrow a phrase from a well-known phrase, I'm not a bishop, but I did play one in a musical at the Racine Theater Guild once. So when I saw that today's Old Testament reading was from Isaiah, I said to Father Matthew that I wanted to speak about it since Isaiah is one of my favorites. One of the reasons for that is that much of Handel's Messiah contains verses from Isaiah. And as you can see, I am a member of the choir and have been for many years. Music is a very important and integral part of worship for me and for my wife. From Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And from today's Psalm 147, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the harp. So today's reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. This is sometimes referred to as the beginning of part two of Isaiah, since Isaiah is often divided into three parts, part one being exile, part two is the good news for God's people, and part three contains warnings and promises for God's people after the exile. So it seems to me that today we are focusing on the good news for God's people, for us. Isaiah is also sometimes called the fifth gospel because it discusses New Testament themes of salvation and redemption. Part two has a great deal of uplifting, joyful, and optimistic language. Some might even say poetic language. And it's the language and poetry of the Bible that grabs and inspires me. Now, yes, I know that the Bible was written a long time ago in ancient languages, Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek, languages that I wouldn't understand. But the English translations that I have grown up with, the 1599 Geneva Bible and the King James Version, are beautiful and poetic. So I'm going to use the King James Version. The reading begins, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?" Here Isaiah sounds almost like a town crier, beginning this verse with infectious enthusiasm. The verses that come just before this talk about the people of Israel who have lost faith in God, making idols of gold and silver to worship. From Isaiah 31, verses 6 to 7, "Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin." And from Isaiah 40, 18 and 20, "To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved." So Isaiah is reminding them and us that to worship idols is something that is condemned by God. His words are almost incredulous. Haven't you been listening? How can you not know that these idols are false gods? He continues, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." You know, this sounds like a reference to a world globe, but the round earth was not known at the time. The reference is to say that God sits above the plane and all that surrounds it. At least that is what some scholars say about that verse. It continues, "That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble." This is echoed in today's psalm, which says God makes all things grow. He covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth. He makes the grass grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve mankind. While the Isaiah reference says the Lord can also destroy. Continuing, "To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth." This is also echoed in today's psalm. "He counts the numbers of the stars and calls them all by their names." Isaiah continues, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?" Then he reminds the Jews that they have lost their way. They somehow thought God had left them. But he reminds them that God is all-powerful and will deliver them, repeating the phrase with which he began. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Haven't you heard? All power is in his hands. He created everything as far as you can see and beyond. We cannot know when he will act or what his plan is for us. We must have patience and trust in the Lord. Turn to the Lord, do not stray. He is with you always. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." You know, we are often boastful and full of pride over our abilities, successes, and accomplishments. And this is particularly true of the young, who often have a feeling of invincibility and get wrapped up in their gifts and their youth. But often, we all forget that all things come from God. And as we forget that, we fall. And we stumble. Give the glory to the Lord, and it will be returned to you in abundance. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But, and here's the promise or the good news, those who wait upon or trust in the Lord will be strengthened, will be lifted up in times of trouble, and soar on eagle's wings. Our burdens will be cast aside, borne by the Lord as we feel the wind in our hair, the blood in our veins, and the beating of our hearts. The theme of the good news is also seen in today's reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. And again, in Mark's gospel, Jesus says, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." Read and listen to Isaiah. You know, sometimes, not often, but sometimes when reading the Bible, I do so out loud, because then I hear it, and I speak it, and I think it. You know, as someone once said to me, I always talk to myself, because I appreciate a good audience, and I enjoy an intelligent speaker. Isaiah's words inspire and give us the courage to trust in God when things are going well. Well, of course, but more importantly, they give us the strength to believe and have courage, strength, and faith even during the worst of times. And still, there are days when I am doubtful, when I wonder, is he there? Does he see? Why has he caused this or that trial to visit me? Trusting in the Lord is easy when everything is going well. It's hard when times are tough. And when times are tough, Isaiah inspires with the good news. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. When I read that, I can't help but feel a swelling of emotion and a soaring heart. Who can deny the exhilaration and sheer joy one would experience from being born on wings of eagles and feeling the strength that comes from trusting in the Lord flowing through our veins? In the good times and the bad times, remember the good news that comes from God. Let us not be weary. Let us not faint. The Lord is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.